Good morning, Carmel.
Yeah, good morning. Is Bob in?
This is Bob.
Hey, Bob. It's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for asking. Hey, I know you guys have been in contact with Alfonso about, bringing on some, big plans for the business.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he had passed the file over to me. He had, some personal issues going on. So it looks like I'm going to be the one, handling the file with you guys. I just wanted to give you a call and kind of introduce myself and, touch base and see where you guys are at the process and, where we can go moving forward. So.
Okay. So do I send the stuff back to you or to his email?
I'll shoot you over mine right when we get off the phone. He had some family issues, so he had to take leave of absence from the firm, so he's going to be gone for a little bit.
Okay.
Is bobc@ddisposal.com still a good email for you?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll shoot you guys over, the email right when we get off the phone, and you guys can send that right back to me. Did you guys already get that all filled out and everything? I know he informed me a little bit on it before he took out of town.
No, we're still, getting everything together is the issue. We were talking about making sure that the analysis was there. The way that he explained the way your process works, it's not so much based on past history as much as it's based on future earnings and profitability relative to the purchase that we're going to make. So we have that analysis to produce, and then he also requested a price on the vehicle, and that's somewhat
for a quote.
Problematic. And you're right.
Okay.
Because of the nature of California law.
Oh, yeah. Well, did you guys have a ballpark for the, and what was it you guys were looking to bring on, too, just so, we could get this all squared away, between me and you?
What we're looking to buy?
Yeah, what was it that you guys were looking to bring on for the...
A truck.
The truck?
A shredding truck.
Okay. And then when were you guys looking to do that by?
Well, there was no time frame involved. Basically, this was just an exploratory move. This is something that we had.
So basically,
to Alfonso, he would say, "Well, in the best case scenario, in the best case world, what would you like to do if you could secure a loan?" And that was one of the things that we were looking at purchasing. Right now, it's not something that's an option due to our cash flow.
Okay, I see.
Cycle. So basically, what this was an effort to determine whether or not it was even a practical.
Okay,
so
I gotcha.
He suggested that we go ahead and submit. There's no harm or foul in applying.
Exactly.
And then seeing what we qualify for. Quite honestly,
right.
As I explained to him, I don't see us qualifying. But he said that you guys operate differently than conventional lenders, so he suggested to proceed. So
right.
Where we're at is I need to not only get the applications to you, but the analysis, and then we need to get something from ShredTech, which is the manufacturer that would indicate what the base price is. But unfortunately, the issue is going to be getting a vehicle that's compliant with California law, which is
right.
Different than the rest of the country.
Yeah, right. We're down in San Diego too, so we're you're in Spring Valley, aren't you?
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So pretty close, actually. But I just wanted to get it all ironed out, get on the same page with you about it. But yeah, definitely, there's no harm in seeing that. And what was basically the analysis that he had told you guys to do?
Well, something that we had. We had done this a few weeks back when we were initially exploring as the competition. The big guys are buying out all the small guys,
mm-hmm.
and we were trying to analyze why that was happening. And they use a different type of truck and have a different type of business niche. So we went through this activity probably a month ago, determining what the revenue and profit base would be on purchasing one of the trucks, and it was rather significant.
Yeah, your return would be pretty big, right?
Yeah, that's what I was talking to Alfonso about, is that if we had one of these, because we're turning down work as the competition wanes,
mm-hmm.
we're turning down. We just can't compete with these guys because of our configuration. And that's
definitely.
Where Alfonso stepped in and said, well, it might be worthwhile to...
No, definitely, and I completely agree with that, and exactly what I was just going to say, too, and especially if you guys are losing out on jobs like that, definitely not, what we want to hear. I know it's, the situation, but we can definitely help you guys get that and, bring on that work so, you're not in that situation. So definitely a good, option. We can go ahead and explore this. What kind of a return were you guys, expecting to get on that, too? You said you guys had quantified that a little bit.
Yeah, the profit margins are virtually double from what we're doing now, and
mm-hmm.
the throughput volume is about three times. So how that equates to dollars, Galen, who's my son, who's going to be taking over the company, has those numbers, you know, written out. That's the analysis that we used about a month ago. We just need to get that in more of a formalized manner. And using the statistics that are coming directly from the manufacturer and then scaling it back, because we know that those are going to be overstated. But the numbers that we do know is, we know what the value of the residual paper is worth, because we that's our business.
Yeah, exactly.
And we know what the throughput analysis and what the price basis is. So that's the analysis that we're talking about as far as justifying any type of
return
purchase. But you know, there's also the reality of what we can absorb cash flow wise, which in these economic times is, you know, it's not the easiest thing in the world.
Right.
Send us an application for a working capital as well as an equipment.
Exactly what I was just going to say, too. So we could get you guys some cash to work with for those jobs, and then we can get that equipment to you as well. So, you know, it definitely sounds like we can help you guys out here. You know, just so we get on the same page, too, you're the 100% owner for you guys out there, Bob?
No, it's myself and my son.
Okay, are you guys 50-50, or?
No, I'm at 95, he's at 5, and then that changes in January.
Okay. Are you retiring, or?
I'm scaling back, yeah.
I see. How long have you been running the show for, you guys?
30 years.
Nice. You've been, you know, doing it all just about by yourself, too?
yeah, pretty much.
That's quite the accomplishment right there. That's quite some time in business.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, definitely. What is it you guys do, too, you know, for the business? Could you just kind of elaborate a little bit more on, you know, what it is specifically you guys do?
We're a document destruction company.
Okay, so you said
doc. Are you familiar with Shreddit?
Yeah, I was just gonna say. So you guys—they're
our biggest competitor, and they're the big fish that's biting. They're buying up everybody, everywhere, and so they're pretty much the 600-pound gorilla in the industry. We have a niche market in that we do some specialized work for the federal government that other people can't do.
Right.
But in that process, we've lost out on the commercial market, which is becoming rather significant.
Right, because of the bigger ones, right?
Well, and with the military cutback, you know, in the last 8 years under the present administration, the military has scaled back.
Yeah, immensely. Yeah.
And that's something that you know, I think new blood, Galen recognizes I didn't. So I take responsibility for not recognizing that years ago. We should have been pursuing this 8 years ago.
That's all right. You live and you learn, right?
Yeah. But I think he's bringing a new vision to it, and I think this would be something that would be it would suit him really well. However, we've incurred a lot of debt, and just to keep things going, and Alfonso's aware of, but he didn't seem too concerned. He says, you guys just operate differently. You look at it more of a forward than a past.
Yeah, we do definitely, and I think he kind of confused you maybe a little bit on how he kind of presented that, per se. He was one of our newer reps. I'm more of a senior rep out here for us. I've been, you know, got a little more experience under my belt. But, yeah, definitely I think he kind of he kind of made it sound a little more, you know, more of a hill to climb on this, you know, challenge we have right here. And it's really not so much that we have a really fast turnaround, really easy process over here as well. So, you know, even without that quote, you know, all the analysis that you were mentioning earlier, we can go ahead and, you know, skip all that and, you know, go ahead and see what we can qualify you guys for in the first place, you know, and then if you guys like that, you know, we can go forward and, you know, do business together in that sense. But, you know, basically what it is we require is just 6 months of the most recent business bank statements, because the cash flow is one of our, you know, big factors. And then as well as that, just a copy of the most recent tax return and then the one-page application. And I'll go ahead and send you guys that over as well. But basically just that, we can go ahead and do all this without a quote or an invoice for that truck. So just a ballpark figure. Did you have a ballpark for the cost that you were going to get on that too?
The numbers that they're throwing out are for the vehicles anywhere from 150 to 190.
Okay. And then was there a vendor that you had in mind to go with for that too?
We've been talking to a company called Shredtech.
Shredtech?
And they're the manufacturer of it, and apparently they have a line on used vehicles. And again, our our most critical factor is the compliance issue with California. So none of these things are manufactured in California.
Mm-hmm.
They do sell California-ready vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
But their representative was, when the time comes, was going to try and find a vehicle already registered in California, which would make our life
way easier.
A lot easier. Yeah.
Yeah.
The bringing in a vehicle, a diesel vehicle, outside of California is
a hassle.
It's virtually impossible.
Right. Yeah, I know the California state laws are, you know, pretty hefty on those ones.
They are. Yeah, they really are. They're ridiculously absurd, but
yep.
That's what we got to live with.
Right. But you said this one was going to be a used one you guys were looking to bring on.
Yeah, there's no way we could do a new one.
Yeah, those ones are real expensive, but I mean the used ones are still good too, basically like new.
Yeah, and generally they're maintained, and
mm-hmm.
the operational level is pretty high. There's
mm-hmm.
they're pretty reliable, and they come with a very good track record. So that's why we're sticking with this brand and this manufacturer.
Mm-hmm. Are they out here in Southern California as well?
They're not. They're in Minnesota, I believe, is where they're headquartered.
Okay,
but
so would you guys
have representation out here? So.
Right, right. So then, if you end up getting it, would it be like delivered out or?
That's a good question. That's something that it depends.
Later down the road.
Well, it depends on the vehicle. Again, it has to be California ready.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, we can get a vehicle anywhere.
It's right.
It's getting it in and registered in California.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So if we can get a used vehicle that's already been registered in California, then it's a moot point.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the, you know, it's trying to, you know, the difficulty in dealing with people outside of California is that issue. You know, there's
mm-hmm.
there's millions of trucks out there.
Yep, definitely.
But there's a very, very small percentage of them that can be legally registered in mm-hmm. California.
Mm-hmm. And then, with the truck, too, I mean, what is it, you know, specifically you guys would be using that truck for, too? Just going to be a work truck, or, I mean, how's it going to?
Yeah, it has an onboard paper shredder.
Okay,
so that's all it is. It's used to shred paper. There's no, it's not for any level of personal use or for hire. It's, you know, it's like all our vehicles. That's why we have the insurance that we have. We have our insurance, and the way that we're certified with the state is that we are a non-hire truck owner business. It's an entirely different classification, but it's why we get the insurance rates that we do and everything.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. I gotcha. Yeah, just trying to get a little more background on that truck. But, yeah, it definitely sounds like that would, you know, definitely double and triple, you know, almost that the business for you guys if you had that shredder just right on the truck.
Yeah. Well, and it's just we have trucks now that have shredding equipment in it, but it's just
mm-hmm.
a different type of equipment. And
mm-hmm.
the throughput and profitability numbers just aren't there. Again, these vehicles produce three times the volume of, or process three times the volume of paper.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a rather significant number.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely sounds like that would help too. Another one of the factors we have is, you know, annual sales. To give you a better idea too, I mean, what did you guys do, you know, this last year for 2015 in sales?
I looked it up for Alfonso. We did 278.
Okay.
278,000. And then he suggested, we have two companies. We have a scanning company and a document destruction company. He recommended providing information on both, since we're both owners. Galen and I are owners of both of those.
Okay.
That might better improve our position. So my effort was to go ahead and include documentation supporting both,
mm-hmm.
and then you guys can decide whether we qualify or not. As I explained to Alfonso, I appreciate your guys' efforts here, but just my experience with banking and how that works, I would be very surprised if this even goes, but I'm willing to put forth the effort.
No, definitely, and, you know, I'll do my best to see, you know, what it is we can get you guys qualified for, and we got a lot of really good programs and, you know, whatnot, too, but what are you guys tracking for this year, for 2016?
We're having a really good year. I don't have the year-to-date revenue numbers, but it's higher than it's been. It's definitely higher than last year.
Are you guys expecting to get over 300?
Yeah, right now I would say, actually, if you got a minute, let me run a...
Yeah, you're fine.
Let me run a year-to-date.
Even just if you had maybe a ballpark. You're fine. Another one of the factors we have, too, while you're checking that out is, credit. What's your credit like? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It should be good. I mean, we don't miss any payments or anything.
Yeah, and I mean, it sounds like you guys have been in business for quite some time, too, and whatnot. But do you have any, general idea on the credit?
He had mentioned that. I didn't realize that there was a credit score for companies.
No, personal.
I have no idea, but... my personal?
Yeah, because it
was high sevens.
Okay, pretty
good.
800
is like the top of the line. I'm just under that,
okay.
89 or something like that.
Nice. When's the last time you had that checked?
I get it every month. I get a Discovery credit card, so they send it every
right.
month.
They give you the update.
Right. So right now we're at 180 in
180.
Sales, and that's through the middle of September. So it doesn't even include
August.
September.
Or no, it does. Yeah.
Yeah, it includes August, but it doesn't
right.
include the month-end billings for
this month
for September, which is September's is always a big month because of the Feds. It's the closeout month for the quarter for the Feds. So
right, right.
So we'll see a significant spike there. So I would say we'd be close to or better than we did last year.
Okay.
And so you look at just the volume of work. That the whole reason for entering this exercise or entertaining this exercise was the on-site destruction represents 30% of our business.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say we end up at 300,000 for the
mm-hmm.
year. Take 30% of that, or roughly 90,000, and what that truck can deliver would be essentially tripling that revenue number. More importantly. Is the profit. The
mm-hmm.
way that the residual paper is recycled involves a significantly less effort in manpower and labor.
Mm-hmm.
So the profit of processing the paper is significant, which is why all these big guys went that direction, and that was
right.
I missed out on
right, right.
years ago.
Yeah, I understand too, and that's one of the great things about this kind of a loan too is the return you're going to get on this investment is going to be tremendous, and even in future business, our renewals and the programs we have, we definitely can get some future business drumming and help you guys grow even in the future as well. So it definitely sounds like we can help you guys out, and like I mentioned too, with just the requirements that it is we require, real simple, straightforward process, and I think Alfonso kind of. Gave you guys a little bit too much to stress you out a little much, and because you're just trying to get a ballpark, and definitely we can get that taken care of, without the analysis and the quote like you were talking about too earlier. So,
okay, well let me do this. Then go ahead and send me that information, and then without that added stuff, I can have something to you. If not today, then Monday. I got some stuff that I need to tie up today administratively.
Okay.
So,
right.
But as far as getting
yeah,
statements and everything else, that's not
simple, right? Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I know how that works too. But I'll shoot you the email right over or right when you get off the phone, and then I'll be heading out to lunch at about noonish. Other than that, I know it's Friday, but I can get you guys submitted to the underwriting department if you get that back about lunchish. If not, we can do Monday as well. But yeah, I'll shoot you over the email with a little description. It's just those bank statements, the copy of the tax return, and then the application. So not too much, and I'll shoot that over right now, and then keep my eye out for that.
Will do.
All right, Bob. It was nice catching up with you, and I'll let you know when I get that.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.